Welcome to the Racing Post Bloodstock Top Lot podcast, brought to you in association with Irish Thoroughbred Marketing. From the Cheltenham Festival to the Melbourne Cup, Irish Thoroughbreds will take you to the top. Irish Thoroughbred Marketing is your all-access pass to the world-leading Irish racing industry. Visit itm.ie to source your Irish champion. I'm Tom Turner of the Racing Post Bloodstock team, and today I'm joined by the Racing Post's Irish Bloodstock expert, Aisling Crowe, to talk you through the ITM Stallion Trail taking place this weekend. Aisling will be familiar to a lot of you in the bloodstock industry, but for anyone that doesn't know, Aisling, do you want to just briefly introduce yourself and how you came to be an expert in the Irish bloodstock field?
Oh gosh, Tom, thanks very much for that introduction. I don't know if I call myself an expert, but an enthusiastic learner, I think, is basically how I got here. So I joined the Racing Post full time in November, having been freelancing since my university days. So I started with the Irish news desk out of university, and I've been working there and through sports reporting with a number of different newspapers and radio in Ireland, and it just, racing's been my main sporting interest my whole life. And about 5 or 6 years ago, Martin Stevens, who listeners will be very familiar with, contacted me about doing a freelance commission for him, covering some ITBA events here in Ireland. And I went along and found them thoroughly absorbing and fascinating. And it just kind of went from there. And my career as a sports writer sort of became a career as a bloodstock writer. So that's basically how it's gone over the last few years and how it led me to this.
Well, we're obviously thrilled to have you, and it's very convenient to have someone well versed in all of the Irish bloodstock scene, particularly with the Stallion Trail around the corner. With the Stallion Trail, so that is taking place, for any of our listeners that don't know, on Friday the 14th of January and Saturday the 15th of January. Aisling, can you give us a bit of a background about the Stallion Trail itself?
So it's been a fantastic initiative by ITM over the previous few years that has allowed initially like fans and breeders to come together to see behind the scenes of the breeding industry, and especially for fans of racing to catch up with some of these amazing stallions that we have here in Ireland, who people will have known for their fantastic racing careers. You know, we have fans of See the Stars, Lope de Vega, the late Galileo obviously was a massive draw in Coolmore, and it was a fantastic sort of way of letting people have a look behind the scenes and letting people understand a bit more about what happens in the bloodstock industry and what these horses go on to achieve in their second careers. So it's been wonderful, and people have been so welcoming and hospitable, and it's been a fantastic success. So it's great that it's been able to come back this year in some sort of live guise. Unfortunately, it's limited to breeding industry professionals only because of the restrictions that the government have in place at the moment because of the coronavirus. But it's at least some people will get the opportunity to see these stallions. It's really exciting because there's so many really good and horses retiring to Irish farms for 2022. So it's going to be great to get a chance to see them, because I haven't seen as many stallions as I would have liked to over the last couple of years. I haven't got to go racing in the way I would have liked to have gone. So I've missed seeing the likes of St. Mark's Basilica as a racehorse, Lucky Vega. So it's great now that I'm going to get the opportunity to have a look at them at the weekend.
That's... You're spot on. That is very exciting. In terms of the studs that everyone can visit, I mean, there's a list of about 30 or so, isn't there?
Yeah.
Which studs will you be visiting particularly on Friday and Saturday?
Oh gosh, I'm going to try and fit in as many as possible. So it's going to be a mad dash around the country with my colleague Miriam, who's doing the driving. We're going. Gosh, I think in Kildangan there, Space Blues is their new recruit. People might know him from that fantastic treble of Grade 1 winners that his sire Dubois had at the Breeders' Cup in November. And obviously Knight of Thunder, who's been a big revelation as a stallion for Dubalway, started his stud career in Kildangan, and Irish breeders helped him to become the scintillating, sensational sire that he has as a young stallion. And hopefully Space Blues will be a similar success for Darley and for Irish breeders. So he's one I'm really looking forward to having a look at. Obviously, I mentioned St. Mark's Basilica. I love Siuni, brilliant stallion, and that this horse, who's a champion at 10 furlongs, and has done a brilliant unbeaten 3-year-old season, is retiring to Coolmore, and he's going to be another one I'm really looking forward to seeing. There's one actually on the National Hunt side that I'm fascinated with, as a someone who's kind of spends their spare time reading about pedigrees and studying catalogues and everything, and that is it's In Swoop in the Coolmore National Hunt division. I think he's got a really interesting pedigree and is a horse that's like obviously that German breeding and everything, which is something I'm fascinated by. I'm really looking forward to having a look at him. But basically, I haven't seen many stallions. I haven't seen any of last year's new recruits, really, because things were so bad here in January, in early spring last year. I haven't got to see any of them. So the stallions that have their first foals this year, I think Johanstown Shaman is one I'm really excited about seeing. He's a son of Shamardal from an amazing stallion producing family of Occupandiste. So it's a fantastic pedigree, and I think he's a really exciting horse at an affordable level for breeders. So he's another one I really can't wait to have a look at.
Yeah, you've picked out a lot to definitely get your teeth stuck into for fans of Bloodstock, and definitely visitors to the Stallion Trail, but also people watching from home. Just looking at some of the stallions that will be on show, are there any that particularly you were looking at last year from a kind of results perspective? Were there any stallions that last year you looked at their progeny and thought he's got a fantastic future?
Well, it's fairly it's a fairly obvious one, but Newbay.
Yeah.
I think he's had some amazing results in Ballylinch. He's again, it's a fantastic stallion producing family of Judmonts with Kingman, Oasis Dream, Marteline, Reefscape, Coastal Path, all in there. And he's come along now and has his Group 1 winner in Saffron Beach. But his stats are fantastic. I mean, he's got over 55% winners to runners from his first crop, which is extraordinary. Puts him right up there amongst the best on offer. And I think he's one that really stood out for me over the last couple of years. And I haven't seen him since he retired, I think. So I'm looking forward now to going in and seeing him and see how he's let down over the last number of years. But I think he's a really exciting horse with a potentially massive future.
Yeah, definitely agree. I think his stats do look very good.
And on National Hunt wise, I really liked Mirage Dancer. He's a son of Frankel from that wonderful Judmont Hassili family. He was a Grade 1 winner or Group 1 winner in Australia, and he's standing his first season at Castlefield Stud. So he's a fantastic horse. I actually had a sneak preview of him, and he's huge and amazing bone and just real presence and fantastic soundness and temperament. And I think he could be a really exciting recruit for National Hunt breeders in Ireland. So I think he's the first son of Frankel to stand in Ireland. So he's obviously one to take note of. The Rising Stars, other than Newbay, another stallion I like who would be young enough, but maybe not, is Glen Eagles at Coolmore. I think, you know, he had a brilliant year last year, his best to date. I know he's at a difficult kind of juncture in his career with regards to numbers and things, but I really like him as a stallion. I think he's a fan. Again, you can see this, there's a theme here, but I'm a big fan of Giant's Causeway, and he's out of a full sister to the Great Horse. So it's a family, you know, fantastic stallion's pedigree. And he's obviously a son of Galileo. He is a phenomenal horse. And I think he's one that if people support him and he gets, you know, the right kind of mares into him, he could kick on from having his first Group 1 winner last year and be one to maybe potentially, not that anyone I think can possibly take on the mantle of being the heir to Galileo, but he could be one to keep that line in the headlines in Ireland anyway. Obviously, you've got Franco in the UK, but Gleneagles is one I really like too.
So as with lots of visitors to the Irish Stallion Trail, Aisling will be going around a selection of different studs on the list with Miriam, her driver, in the coming days. Aisling, do you want to just give us a brief experience of what the Stallion Trail is like, kind of mapping out your route and where you'll be going and what you'll be seeing?
Yeah, like you said, Tom, earlier on, there's so many to get around to see that in the 2 days that you kind of have to be very sort of very organized and to make the logistics of it work. So I think the plan Miriam and I have come up with is to sort of split the country or the into kind of two areas. So we're going to go with the Kildare Meath area on Friday and then work our way south on Saturday, taking in Carlow, Kilkenny, Tipperary, and a little bit of North Cork. So that's kind of how it's working for us, because there's just so many stallions and you just want to be able to see them all and it's not possible. So for Friday, the first day, we have an itinerary that I think we're going to start around Kildare, and we have Rathasker stud as first up on the list, which is the Burns family just outside Naas, and it's always a really nice place to visit and to catch up on with the stallions there. And obviously Bungle in the Jungle has made such an exciting start to his stud career with his early runners. So he's one to look forward to. And Coolsey, who had a wonderful first season with one of the highest stakes winners to runners ratios of any of the first season stallions in 2020. Just trying to remind myself, we are in 2022. It sort of time blurs a bit the last couple of years. But Coolsey, the son of Kodiak out of In the Wingsmere, he got off to a fantastic start from very small numbers. So it'll be interesting to see how he's let down and to discover how much bigger his books have become since that debut runners really made an impact. He was a standout one back in 2020, away from the more headline grabbing horses, shall we say. So I think from there we'll probably head across to Yeomanstown and to see Dark Angel, who every year you see him he gets whiter and whiter, and he's absolutely gorgeous, fantastic stallion. I think we don't need to delve deeper into his exploits. Everyone knows just how good a horse he is, and he's ably supported by quite an exciting young roster that the O'Callaghans have assembled. El Kabir, whose first crop ran last year, he's a son of the late great Scat Daddy, and he's been exciting for them. He's done really well with his first runners. He's one of the top first season sires of 2021 with his stakes winners to runners ratio. And I think that Scat Daddy influence is really becoming more and more apparent here in Europe. And even though El Kabir actually was a dirt performer, he's taken like Scat Daddy to producing really good turf horses. And then they have Invincible Army, who's got his first yearlings this year. I mentioned Shaman earlier. He's another young horse I really like. He will have his first foals. And they have a new stallion this year, which I was lucky enough to have a look at him during the foal sales in November, and that's Supremacy. You might remember one day a Group 1 winner from the first crop of Memas, who's made such an extraordinary start to his career. So he's an exciting horse, one of the exciting new stallions in Ireland for 2022. And he was really impressed me actually when I saw him in November. He wasn't long out of training or long in the yard, and he just looks a really imposing model of a horse. So be interesting to see how he is after a couple of months of being a life as a stallion. So then I think the next place is probably the National Stud, which is always a beautiful place to visit. And even if you've got non-horsey family or friends who aren't interested in it, you can should really get to the horse racing experience that they have, that they've just opened last year. I would encourage anyone to get to that. There's a fantastic race simulator at the end, and it's just so much fun. And you know, it'd be great if you've got friends. They don't have to be interested in horses. You've got the horses. There's a beautiful Japanese gardens and the stunning grounds. So apart from the stallions, there's plenty in the National Stud. But we're here to talk about horses, so not tourist activities, but the National Stud has a really diverse roster of stallions, headed by the great Invincible Spirit. And he has been joined, I think we mentioned Lucky Vega this year, who I was speaking about earlier, but they also have another son of Lope de Vega in Phoenix of Spain, who was the Irish 2000 Guineas winner a couple of years ago, and he had his first foals in last year, so they're yearlings of this year, and they were extremely well received at the sales, and I was impressed by the standard of foals that he's producing. So I think he could be a really exciting horse for them. National Defense, unfortunately, has to stay in Australia, so he won't be there, but he was an exciting first season sire for the Irish National Stud. They had a Breeders' Cup winner, one of the most stunning looking horses you ever see is Elusive Pimpernel at the Irish National Stud. He is a fantastic looking horse, and an excellent dual purpose sire who is developing quite a good profile as a sire of hurdlers and hopefully jumps horses. So I always love seeing Elusive Pimpernel. He's just absolutely gorgeous to look at. So we'll definitely have to have a look at him again. And I think then we'll head over to Kildangan, to Darley's Irish Base. Like I obviously mentioned previously that I'm excited to see Space Blues. Well, I haven't seen Earthlight. He retired last year, so I didn't get a chance to see him, or Gaeth. So they'll be two I'm really excited to see. Teofilo, of course, one of the best stallions in Europe. Fantastic son of Galileo. He's there. And a stallion I am a big fan of, and I'm hoping to use for the first time, my first mare, is Raven's Pass. So I really want to get another good look at him, but I think he's got fantastic stats. He's like over 8% stakes winners to runners during his lifetime, top class performer, Breeders' Cup winner. So I really like him, and so they're kind of the main ones in Kildare. And then because I'm a big National Hunt fan, we'll have to head up to Boards Mill Stud in outside Trim, the Flood family. They have a really exciting horse in Poet's Word. People might remember Poet's Word for his epic battles at Crystal Ocean and in Able. But he retired initially to Shadwell's flat stallion for Shadwell in England. Didn't really get the numbers there, so he's been acquired by Boards Mill, and he had his first foals last year, and they sold extremely well at the National Hunt foal sales, and I was very, very taken by them. He's really stamping his stock, so I'm looking forward to seeing him, because I haven't unfortunately got to see him since he moved here, because he came in 2020, so we all know what happened in 2020. So that's one I'm really looking forward to seeing. So that's kind of the main itinerary, I think, for Friday. Miriam's going to be doing an awful lot of driving. And then we're going to head down on my nearest stud farm, actually, is Ballyhane. And I haven't had the chance to see Sands of Mali since he retired there. I love Soldier's Call and Dandyman and Elzam. They're just, if you go to Ballyhane, it's just beautiful in Lochinbridge. And Soldier's Call is such a physically impressive horse, and I think he's one that from that showcasing branch of the Oasis Dream Sireline from Green Desert. He's just such a gorgeous looking horse, and he was so fast and really, really quick. And he also is out of he has a Polar Falcon broodmare sireline. So I think he's going to be a really exciting horse for Joe Foley. I'm looking forward to seeing how he's let down. It's been a couple of years. Love Dandy Man. Always love having a look at Dandy Man. He's a brilliant stallion. Excellent value again for what he's achieved. And then just a couple of minutes down the road from there, we'll call into Burgage Stud. Fascinating Rock has moved there from Ballylinch to be a dual purpose stallion. So he's interesting. Jukebox Jewelry, we all know the story of Princess Zoe, who's a real heartwarming tale, but there's more to him than that one horse, and he's a really exciting son of Monjou. And Sea Moon, who's from that fantastic family, Judmont family again, of workforce, Brian Baru. They have a lovely lineup of National Hunt stallions. Fascinating Rock came from Ballylinch, so we'll head to Ballylinch, a fantastic farm.
Lovely.
It's beautiful down there. Really love it. Obviously, Lope de Vega is the star there. He's a fantastic stallion. I think people are going to be sick of me going on about how much I love that Shamardal sireline, but I love that Shamardal sireline. We mentioned Nubay earlier, and another young stallion whose foals made a fantastic impression was Waldgeist. So he was. He had his first foals in 2021. He was the horse that stopped Enable's bid for three arcs in a row when he won. But he's got a fantastic pedigree. That relations of his sold for a couple of million at both Tattersall's and Arcana in December. Wonderful Gestüt Ammerland pedigree. And son of Galileo, out of a Monson mare. He's really exciting, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. And again, I haven't had the opportunity to see him in the flesh much, so he's one to look out for, I think. And I think we're going to cross county boundaries and hurling rivalries and go from Kilkenny across to Heathered to Coolmore. It'll be sad going to Coolmore this year and not seeing Galileo. He's going to be really strange going to Coolmore, and he's not going to be there. But time and tide waits for no man. And they have an exciting lineup of stallions. St. Mark's Basilica, world champion last year, retires this year, his first season. So again, another one to look forward to. Unfortunately, never got to see him race, so I'm really, really excited about getting to see him in the flesh. Then Wooten Bassett, I saw him in France a couple of years ago. So and he was a beautiful horse, absolutely gorgeous. So look forward to seeing him again. And of course, they've got really exciting lineup of stallions. You've got Nona Never, Sotsas, who has his first foals this year. Saxon Warrior got his first runners. He's got a really exciting pedigree as a son of Deep Impact, out of a daughter of Galileo. So really think he could be something special. And then we will travel down then to the Castlehyde and Grange. Have to see Walk in the Park, who's the National Hunt stallion of the moment. Really fantastic start with his first Irish bred crop, who had just gone five, and he had his first grade one winner of the year last week at Nice in the Lawlers Hotel novice hurdle. So he's going to be fascinating to have a look at again. Has been a while since I've been down there. And I think just down the road then we have Castlehyde, which that's got such a burgeoning roster of flat and National Hunt stallions. They have the very exciting, Maxios, who's another really good looking son of Monson, a gorgeous horse. Star Spangled Banner, he's just gone from strength to strength since he's had his fertility issues ironed out, and they've managed that. So he's going to be one I always want to love looking at, but I think he's a really impressive stallion with excellent stats. And they have a great lineup of flat and National Hunt horses in Castlehyde. And then I think we'll stop off at Coolagown on our way across to the beaches. But Coolagown have just got Malinas, and they're signing them this year in partnership with Rathbarry. And Malinas just had his first grade one winner at Christmas, and that was Master McShee at Limerick. That was a really great story. Malinas is a really nice horse who's his first Irish crop again, are only five, so he's got an exciting future ahead of him. So he's an excellent recruit for Coolagown, who also had the Group 1 winner Way to Paris, who has his first foals this year. And I think we'll end up in Beaches stud and have a look at the exciting lineup of National Hunt stallions that Bobby McCarthy and his family have there. And obviously have to have a look at In Swoop. I think I mentioned him earlier, and I'm really excited about him. I think, again, like Crystal Ocean, who he stands alongside, if you're not too dependent on markets, they're excellent options as flat stallions. I mean, a couple of, well, three or four actually, Crystal Ocean foals sold really well at the December foal sales in Newmarket, and were bought by some really shrewd flat pin hookers. So I think Crystal Ocean he's a one to watch, and I think In Swoop could be an option there. And obviously you've got Mogul, who cost 3.4 million guineas as a yearling, won a couple of Group Ones, and is now in the Beaches this year as well. So it's a really high class lineup and some amazing stallions. And we were so lucky in Ireland that we have these this opportunity to travel around and to visit these farms, whether they're family run or they're global businesses like Coolmore, like Darley. They still were all welcomed in and all treated to a fantastic show, and get to see these amazing horses who provide each one of us with not just joy and excitement, but also a living. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to it.
That's a very ringing endorsement for the Stallion Trail, but also one that I think anyone involved with the Stallion Trail would echo. I think it's brilliant for the public, for the bloodstock industry, and for everyone to be welcomed into the homes of everyone involved. And it's very exciting for you all going around. I have to say, having listened to all of that, I'm pretty jealous that I can't actually go around and look myself. But next year, I certainly will be back on the ITM Stallion Trail, as I'm sure will a lot of people listening to you there, back looking at their stallions in their homes and in their second careers after their racing exploits. Back to In Swoop, I completely agree, actually. I think he's a really, really interesting addition to the Coolmore National Hunt roster, having come second in an ARC. I think it's a really, really interesting profile, and I'm really interested to see what he does in his career going forward.
Yeah, he's a very different option for a lot of people, different to what we might have had in that Alderflug line, and to have a German Derby winner who was second in an ARC and defeated an ARC winner, Torquato Tasso, who's also by Alderflug, and he was second to Soptas in the ARC and second to Mogul, who's actually joining him in Beaches. So I'm sick of the sight of him. Get used to it. But yeah, he's a really exciting recruit. His dam was a German Oaks winner. He's a full brother to Ito, who was a Group 1 winning German champion. I think he's at €4,500. He's worth the roll of the dice, isn't he? And Alderflug, unfortunately, was, as is the way with a lot of these things, he was just getting really grabbing the headlines, and unfortunately he died, I think, just about a year ago. So it's a big loss. He's not able to capitalize on the success of In Swoop and of Torquato or Tasso and the likes. But I think he's a really interesting recruit, and it's an access to our Irish breeders to a bloodline that we wouldn't normally have that much. I mean, obviously it's Sadler's Wells going back, but it's a different form of Sadler's Wells. So and it's that great Allegretta family that she just keeps producing it, and keeps those genes are they're incredible. They really are. So yeah, he's one that I think is a really exciting horse for
Yeah. Well, speaking of interesting bloodlines, I suppose a couple of other ones that you've mentioned have been really interesting. So, I mean, you've mentioned some of the Scat Daddy line, but also some of the Deep Impact line, talking about Saxon Warrior on the Deep Impact line. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting for Irish and European breeders and even international breeders to have access to bloodlines that could keep on giving and be real assets to international racing, such as the Scat Daddy line and the Deep Impact line, as well as, I suppose, the Alderfluke line as well.
Yeah, we're fortunate that we have one or two sons of Deep Impact in Europe, and we're focusing on Ireland here. So Saxon Warrior is the main conduit of that in Ireland. But I mean, the rise of Scat Daddy has been phenomenal.
That's been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, to think like he was a top class dirt performer, and yet he was able to get, like, obviously No Name Ever came over here and won his Group One on the turf, and you know, even like they just it's just incredible, like, to think that this horse who's never raced here or never had any connections with here, that these horses have come over, and you know, he's made really exciting stallions for European breeders.
Yeah, no, definitely. I remember watching Caravaggio in his two-year-old career and thinking, what is that? And yeah, I mean, that's just a sign of a different bloodline coming in and providing something really interesting, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's you know, it's obviously expanding. You've got like the next generation, and you've got 10 Sovereigns and Arizona who are at stud now, and they're grandsons of him through No Name Ever. It's extraordinary that seven or eight years only since he passed away at a very young age, that he's, you know, the next generation is coming through, the grandchildren are coming through, which is it's just phenomenal that he's had such success here. And of course, we're all looking forward to hopefully maybe seeing a couple of Justifies on the turf here in Europe later in the summer. That would be really exciting too.
That would be really exciting. Just before we head off, as a kind of final thought to our listeners, I suppose, what are you most looking forward to for the 2022 season to come?
Oh gosh, there's so much. I mean, just seeing how these young stallions, you know, how they progress, how they develop and following their careers and following the progeny of horses that you've been interested in on the track. And I think like, obviously, some we've mentioned, like, I think New Bay and Glen Eagles in particular are horses to really look out for. And then you know, on national hunt wise, like, you've got, like, Sholokhov's got Shishkin, you've just got all these amazing horses that you just, you know, you can't fail to be excited by. So it's a wonderful time of year, even though, you know, you're looking out here, it's dull and it's dreary, but then when you think of what's to come, it kind of gets you going. So yeah, it's just brilliant just to have all these wonderful stallions and the opportunities to visit them, and hopefully see some superstars on the track over the next 6 months.